Good morning. It remained warm and humid overnight across interior New York and New England, and a line of showers and embedded thunderstorms are marching into the region from the west. This activity was generated by a cold front, which remains out toward the Niagara frontier and will keep the weather unsettled throughout the day today. So a wet early morning for most of interior New York and New England, followed by mostly cloudy and humid weather, which will allow temperatures to climb into the mid-80s for afternoon highs. In this environment, we run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as that cold front draws closer later in the afternoon. As we get into the evening and overnight hours, that front will slide by, still with the risk of a few scattered showers, and temperatures will start to slide. Skies will remain mostly cloudy overnight, and readings will drop back into the lower 60s on average for overnight lows. The front will be off to our south early on Thursday morning. We still run the risk at a couple of early morning showers, especially across the Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, while the rest of the region dries out. In fact, just about everyone will have increasing sunshine through the afternoon on Thursday, with much lower humidity behind the front and highs back into the lower 70s. High pressure will keep it dry and mostly sunny on Friday, comfortable humidity with highs staying in the lower 70s to round out the work week. By Saturday, a warm front will approach from the south and clouds will tend to mix with sunshine. As the front passes by, we run the risk of a few scattered showers and highs will push into the mid-70s. On the other side of that warm front, temperatures will be in the upper 70s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, and right now it looks dry for the early part of next week and will be pushing toward the 80-degree mark again come Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level system will move east through the Great Basin today with anomalously cold air filling in behind the advancing cold front in the central and northern plains. Moderate to heavy precipitation is expected with this system across Wyoming and eastern Montana. Temperatures will drop today, changing rain to snow into the higher elevations of northwestern Wyoming and southern Montana at about 9,500 feet and above. This is where 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulation can be expected. Meanwhile, another round of severe thunderstorms and heavy rain is expected across portions of the central and northern plains today into early Thursday. Through Thursday evening, two-day rainfall totals of 2 to 4 inches are likely for portions of eastern Montana into the Dakotas, Minnesota, and western Wisconsin. Recent wet weather over the past week across the north-central United States will only increase the flood and flash flood potential, given existing wet soil. Hot weather will also exist in many locations east of the Rockies through tomorrow, with high temperatures from the mid-80s and the mid to upper 90s from the mid and lower Mississippi Valley to the East Coast. Record-breaking heat will be possible today and tomorrow in and around the southern Appalachians, with highs potentially reaching into the upper 90s for a few locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 54 degrees with a west wind at 56, gusting to 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 63, 81% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 65, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.77 inches for the month and 30.75 inches for the year, which is 3.59 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low 54, the record high 98 set in 1931, and the record low 36 in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening 7:13 p.m., 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and more humid today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight in the mid 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and more humid today, with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower tonight in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight, lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, lower 70s. Chance of showers on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.